Today's daf in Besechet Sotah, daf Mem Beis, and we are about to begin the Helik Perek Mashuach Milchama, which was, of course, the next case that we had in our Mishnah, which speaks about the Lashon HaKodesh only issues. And Mashuach Milchama was one of them and deserves a Perek to itself. So Meshuach Milchama B'Sha'a Shemidaber El Ha'am B'Lashon HaKodesh HaYemidaber. So the idea over there is that before they go to war, there were two issues, as we'll see. One is, of course, the pre-war discussion of who should not be here today. And so anybody who doesn't have the guts to be able to stand up in the war, please go home. We don't need your contribution. And as the Gemara says elsewhere, in order to cover that, there are also three other things in which somebody who has just married a woman or planted a vineyard or built a home, that if he hadn't had a chance to be mechanechet, he should go back from the war. And that way, whoever was going, nobody would know precisely why they're going. But that was before reaching the actual battlefield. At the battlefield itself, he would give them a description of the difference between Marachot Yisrael and Marachot Agoyim, and how they have to be Boter Hashem, and what the meaning is of their activities in the war. And the Shekhinah will be with them, and it's an Isser Gomer for them to fear and to run and so on. So there's two stages, as we'll see later. So Mashuach Milchama B'Sha'a Shemedaber La'am B'Lashon HaKadosh HaYemedaber Shnem Rav Ha'aya K'kor V'chen Ala Milchama V'Nigash HaKohen. And we're going to be medayek every one of these words. V'Nigash HaKohen refers to a specific Kohen, and that is the Kohen who is the Mashuach Milchama. He was Mashuach B'Shem HaMishcha specifically for this purpose. V'Diber Ala'am means B'Lashon HaKodesh. As Mark says, how does V'Diber Ala'am mean B'Lashon HaKodesh? That we'll see in the Gemara. The Amar Lehem, Shema Yisrael. So he tells them that this, the Amar Lehem, is when they are actually about to go into war. Atem krivim ayom la milchama aloivechem al yirach levavchem al tiralo ve'altachav kozu ve'altar tzumi pneihen. So the first thing is, we're going to be dyke here too, each lashon. First thing is, you got to know that these are your enemies. You know, Jews have this strange propensity to decide that all of the people that are trying to stab them and run them over and so on are basically, they're friendly people that have gone a little bit astray. So let's get one thing straight. These guys are your sworn enemies, okay? I know you think, you know, you've had the kind of wars, you know, Yehuda has fought Shimon, Shimon fought Binyamin, they have boundaries near each other. You know, so in the big battle of Pekach ben Remalio, and he's going around, and you know, they defeat now the Chayalei Yehuda, you know, so what do they do? So these guys come out, they say anybody who doesn't have enough clothes to keep warm, they bring donations of clothes. They have plenty of clothes. They didn't have good shoes, they bring them new shoes. And they were too weak to walk. You know, they put them on donkeys, give them donkeys to ride on. Then they make a big suuda, you know, vayachilum, vayashtum, you know. And then they bring them to, you think they bring them to jail? No, they bring them back home. they bring them to Yericho. So I guess you think that's what these goyim are going to do for you, right? You know, if you decide to run away, it's all very pleasant, and you get yourself a new pair of shoes and a suit out of it. No, it's not going to be like that. You think that Je'im Tiplu Bi Adam Yirachamu Alechem, you think they're going to have rachamim on you, right? So there it says, Kemo Shenem Rav Yakumu Anashim, Asher Nikvu V'Shemot V'Yachaziku Bashviyah. So they have all their captives. And they take Komal Rumayem Il Bishum in Ashalal. The first they dress everybody from all of the clothes that they captured, but then Vayabishum. Vayabishum Chazal Tashem means they took their own things and they added it to the pile. Vayanilum, Vayachilum, Vayashkum, Vayasukum. As if that's not enough. You know, they need some spa treatment, so they brought some good oil there, you know. Maybe their skin got a little rough when they were shooting, you know. And then Vayanaalum bechamorim lekol koshel. We wouldn't want you have to walk. Vayaviyum Yericho yirat marim etzolachei. And they went back to Shomron. So much for the big war. So Memela, you should not think that that's the way it's going to be. Aloi veichem atem olchim, she'im tiplu biyadam, ein merachamim aleichem. And therefore, I tell you, and we find these various lishonot, and each one of these lishonot is merames to a different aspect of psychological warfare, which anybody who's booky in movies will recognize all of these things. So, ayirach levavchem, al tirov, al techepaz, so we darshan each one. Ayirach levavchem, that's from the tzalot asusim v'tzichtzo acharovot. First thing they do is the make a lot of noise, you know, so you take the sword out of the, you know, and you hear this massive clash, you know, it's like, shash. It's literally the word clash is probably almost a bit, but, you know, the horses are making these horrible sounds, you know, your heart starts to fluttering, you know. Al tiru, do not be afraid. Here we have the hagafat risim, shifata kalgasim. So first, this al tiru, I think, is a remez to the relationship of seeing and fear. So the first thing was like the response in your heart to what you think is coming. Then you see this massive phalanx of trisim. You know, it's big, and that's all that you see is like thousands of people. Shifata kalgasim, and the armies start moving. It looks like a river just coming on, you know. Al techepozu. And don't start getting all itchy and start running mikol krono. There's just a bunch of noise from all those horns, believe me. And al ta'artzu min de kol tzvachot, die, die, die. I dropped that. Ki Hashem Elokechem ha'aleichim achem. They are, what are they? Ein ba'im benitzchonar shel basar v'adam, atem ba'im benitzchonar shel makom. Boy, the plishtim, look at the plishtim. Plishtim bo'im benitzchonar shel galiot. Maya sofo. Mesov, he was no Felbacherev, and plenty of his army were not Fluimo. It was a disaster for them. Bnei Amon, they came in its commercial Shovach, he was the big Sarat Savav Adadezer. Ma Yasofo, no Sofo, he was not Felbacherev, took half of the army with them, and nobody was left in the end, no Fluimo, Harbe. Vatem Yatemkin, Yashem Elokechem Aolechim Achem, Milachem Lachem. This refers to the Machane Aharon. Where's Hashem Elokeinu Melech Imachem? The Aharon HaBrit was Helech Imoyim, the Aharon with the Shivrei Luchos, where it says elsewhere. Micah, Einstein, he says in the beginning of the Mishnah, V'daber al ha'am b'lashon HaKodesh. I don't understand what he's talking about. Micah, Hochi Kama, you understand. The Lashon of V'daber al ha'am is in fact the Gzeirah Shavah, which the Tana of the Mishnah is taking for granted. So here it says, V'diber Elohim, and La'ala by Har Sinai, it says, Moshe Yedaber, Elohim Ya'anenu Biko. So just like on Har Sinai, Malalam B'Lashon HaKodesh, Afkan B'Lashon HaKodesh. Tana Rabbana, V'nigash HaKohen V'diber Elohim. Now you might think that, you know, it's like today. Every Kohen thinks, I am the Kohen, you know, let me take over, you know, so I'll give you the brachas, I'll, you know, not just the Birchas Kohen, you know, since I'm here, I'm obviously the Sheresh of brachas. I don't know if there's a marker for that. The Kohen will go around all the time. We've talked about it once. Don't know if there's any marker. Did we end up finding a marker? Don't know. Birchat Kohen, as if the Kohen is specially able to be Mevorah. I don't know. I don't think there's any marker. Anyway, so then you might think any Kohen who wants to, you know, he takes it upon himself to give everybody Musa. Talmud Lomar, well, I mean, this goes together. It's a whole story, right? So it's not only the Kohen that's going to be Medaber. Because after the Kohen, it says, V'digra Shotrim Elam, not Shotrim. What do you mean, Shotrim mean any guy that comes along and decides, I'm the policeman. What is this, citizen's arrest? The Shotrim are referring to Mumunim. The Shoftim are the ones that appoint Shotrim. So in the same way when we talk about HaShotrim, when we talk about HaKohen, we are talking about an appointed position. Well, okay, I mean, we have a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol is an appointed position. I mean, why not use a Kohen Gadol? Because Dumya de Shoter, look, a Shoter is not the appointed position, he is an appointed position, right? So if a Shoter, Yesh Mumuneh al Gabav, I mean, the Shoftim are in charge of him. Of Kohen, it has to be that he is, in some sense, a bureaucrat that has been given his position. So there's got to be somebody that's Mumuneh on him, and that would be the Kohen Gadol. I mean, if that's all the point, you could say the same thing is the Kohen Gadol. I mean, the Kohen Gadol's got the Melech. Melech is on top of him. So he's on that level as a bureaucrat. I mean, does it stand together with the Melech? So it could still be the Kohen Gadol. No. The point isn't the question of the hierarchy of the Chashivut. The point is that it's got to be in the same office. I mean, if he's a bureaucrat, under the president? That's not the point. He's under the Sar Ravacha, so he sits in Bituach Lumi, or whatever it is. So here too, it's got to mean Dumi de Shoter. The Shoter over there, I skipped to the end. So why don't we say it's Kohen Gadol Mumuneh? It's the same thing as the Shoter. No, it's not, because the Shoter has a Mumuneh. Al-Gabav Avkan Shesh Mumuneh Al-Gabav. As the Gemara Kohen Gadol could also be, because he can Melech Al-Gabav. No, because it has to be Bavud. Mavodato, it has to be in his same office. So what does the Melech have to do with the office of the Aveda? Absolutely nothing. So, okay, but it could be the Skan. The Skan of the Kohen Gadol is a standing appointee, right? And he's under the Kohen Gadol. So what do we need a Kohen Mashor Chama? Go to the Skan. How do you know that there's such a thing as a specific Kohen Mumuneh for that? No, you're wrong. A Skan is not an appointee for anything. A Skan has one function. And his function is, if anything happens to the Kohen Gadol, he's like his vice president. Vice president's got no function. Right? So all that he is that if the president gets shot, he takes over.
Just Biden's time.
That's definitely the fee shah. So there are two Amar Rabbi Chanina Skanakonim, who would know better. I mean, all the vice presidents will always say this about themselves, always trying to figure out what they're there for. So Lama Sagan Mimuneh, what is this again? What is this again for? Is Mimuneh Shimir Bopsu Bekoin Gadol Nichlas Bashamishtak. We don't have any other function. So therefore, it can't be a reference to the Sagan. It's got to be a reference to a specific Mimuneh for that purpose alone.
Was he
still in the Gadol? Yeah. The Omar Alehem, so now he says to them, Shema Yisrael. Why is he using the Lashon of Shema Yisrael? On Begonis, being Merames, Shumer, Bishumer, Echrei, that HaKadosh Baruch was telling Yisrael, you know, what do you guys think that you're worthless? What am I? Well, big deal. I'm just a Shmo. I'm one of my taxi drivers, because then HaKadosh Baruch was going to be Mesalek, Batoch HaMachaneh. You're wrong. I feel lucky. I'm talking about Kriyat Shema, Shachris VaArvis, and we'll see in the end that Kriyat Shema has very much to do with these Marachot. That's chus, and only that's chus. You would not be able to be captured by this going. Actually, there were two separate stages of the Kohen HaMashuach speaking to them. One was at the border before they go out to the battle, and that's where we're about to leave in order to go to the battlefield. There he tells everyone, you know, Mi'a Isha Yari Varach Alevav, or together with the others, Mi'a Isha Shabon Abayit, Mi'a Shanasa Yesha, Eratz Yesha. So he spoke twice, Achat Bisvar, and Achat was at the actual battlefield, Bamilchama. Bisvar Mahu on there. So there, he says over, Shimu Divrei Marchei HaMilchama. Okay, these are the laws of who is allowed to be there. And then he says those psukim about the Mia Ish. And anybody that has to leave, so fine. So the ones who were Chazru, they were Chazru. BaMilchama on there, when he comes to the actual battle, he says his speech. And that was what we saw in the Mishnah. Yirach levavchem, al tiro, al techpozu, al tarzu. And these are keneged arba'a dvarim shovei kochavim osim, bagifim, meiriim, tzvachim, virompsim. Which the Bali Musar bring as the, it all sounds silly. I mean, it's basically the same thing, variations on a theme. And yet you see that the Torah has to make you aware that variations on a theme are often perceived by a person as something entirely new, and a whole new frightening experience. Because he doesn't understand that it's just variations on psychological warfare. So each new aspect touches a different nerve, And if he hasn't dealt with it and he hasn't thought about it, he's suddenly shocked. So it's necessary to work out what is their psychological strategy. I want you to think about the things they're going to be doing. And be prepared for them so that you realize it's nothing but your psychology that makes it effective. And if you realize the details of it in advance, they won't catch you off balance. And that's a very powerful argument in terms of the Yetzirah as well, say the Bali Butchers. But you're always caught off balance. All of a sudden, something new. I didn't think about this one, you know. So if you can work, that's the illustrated al-chet, you know, there was time. So if you understand what you're up against, you know, the details of what you're up against, so then it's easier to be prepared and not to become overwhelmed.
So is it good for the...
For the illustrated. Mm-hmm. That's what you're going to be working on. Plishtim bo b'nitzchono shel goyot. Let's take a look at that goyot for a moment. And because obviously if the Mishnah brings this as examples, it means it has something to say to us about understanding the nature of Yisrael's wars and so on. So goyot. Why, first of all, what is it called goyot? Om Reb Yochanan shamad b'gilui panim l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's brazenly attacking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnema brulachem ish v'yered alayit. Choose a man. And ish is always remnant of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuv Hashem ish milchama. And he'll be yored alayit. We'll beat him too, you know. Well, Mar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if that's the case, Arini mapila yedei ben ish. David HaMelech is referred to and introduced as V'David ben Ish Efrati Hazeh. Omer V'yochanan Mishum Rabbi Meir. There were three times that guy, Goliath, basically made a mistake in how he put something, and by putting it that way, he got entrapped by his own words. B'shlosha mekamot lachdu piv lo torasha. First he said, Baruch Hashem Ish V'yered Eli. The V'yered Eli, usually, the guy who is on the attack is the winner. Now, so he's putting himself into a defensive position. This is how the Mashal understands it. So V'yered Eli, another meaning could be Yered is a lotion of Rida. So V'yered. So V'yered Eli means he will rule over me, meaning he will win out over me. That was one mistake that he made. The Idach. Now he opens up and says, you get the guy, you know, if he can manage to stay the distance with me, he'll beat me. But that's not the way to start. He opens up basically with a claw against himself. Okay, he'll beat you. The Edah. The other one was that he said to David, Hakelavanochi, ki ataba elai b'maklot, what do you think I am? A dog that you're throwing your little sticks at me. So the Bo Eli is again on as the attacker. David Nami Omar Leastigmar, understand. How does Bo Eli mean that you're the attacker and gonna win? David also says, Ata Ba Eli Bekherav Bachanin Uvachidon. That's true, but David Hadar Omar Le. V'anochi bo'elecha b'shem Hashem tzvakot Elohei Yisrael b'marchot Yisrael asher chirafta. So the whole point was, this is an introduction, you silly nothing. You think you're attacking me. I'm the one that's going to be attacking you. So in context, that word is not opening his mouth l'ra'ah. And so v'yigasha plishti hashkem v'arev. Why did he choose dafka hashkem v'arev? We already saw the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, that mitzvah alone is matzil yuni ma'aracha. So if he could be mavato Kriyat Shema, that's a smart guy, you know. I mean, he knew the Mishnah already, he must have known the Braita. So if he can be mavato us from Kriyat Shema, then he's got a hand over us. Then it says, Vayit Yatsev Arba'im Yom. What are those Arba'im Yom Kineged? That was a weakness in Israel. Om Rabbi Yochanan Kineged Arba'im Yom Shinitna Ben Torah. Took 40 days from the Luchot until we were able to get the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to, it took a long time and he kept forgetting and so on. So it was like an Ihur. That Ihur, as Rashi puts it, is what gave him the Kayach B'mit Yatsev Kineged Yisrael. There's also a Yerushalmi that it's a Tosis Springs, that it's Biskar Arba'im Psiot Shalcha Orpa Im Chamota. So since Orpah, his mother, had walked Rut, originally, had walked Naomi 40 psiot before she turned around, so b'schus those 40 psiot, he was nitle for 40 days to be able to stand against Rut's grandson. V'ayetze ish ha-beinayim mi-machanot plishtim. Now, ish ha-beinayim means that he would stand there between the two marachot. That's the simple meaning, you know. He says, what do we got to fight for? Let's just me and one of yours, you choose, you know. So it's ish ha-beinayim. But it's a funny way to refer to him as the man of the beinayim. Omar Rav, it means a lashon of binyan. Shemuvune mikol mum. The Oruch and Rashi both learned that it means that he had no mum, because they foresaw that there were those who were going to say that the only reason that David won out against Plishti was what the dog saw. He didn't realize that what the dog saw also had to do with the story of the Akelavanot. And he tined that the only reason that he won was because he had a syndrome that made it impossible for him to really see anything or walk, and he was just a lumbering old tank that basically couldn't do anything. And he was unable to defend himself against David's approach, which was light, fast, and moving. He probably couldn't even see him, you know. So therefore, the Gemara comes to say, in case anybody tines that he had some kind of weird syndrome, you should know he was mevuneh mikol mum. V'Shmuel Amar, he was just, you know, the Isha B'Naim. I don't think he was the strongest or the tallest of the family. I mean, among the four brothers, he was sort of, you know, mediocre. There was a Beinu Isha B'Rechab. The very Rabbi Shila said, this guy was a tank, man. He was a binyan. He was also like a binyan. You see a person coming at you, you saw the Empire State Building. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Isha B'Naim means that he had 100 poppies, because that's all, that was 100 people that slept with his mother. Who knows? And only one of them was, so it's 100 Johns, so to speak, and one nanny. One of them was able to be the one that impregnated her or whatever. And then, of course, there's the remiss to the doggy waggy, which he says, Kelav Anochi, which the Medrash says, actually, she slept with a dog, too. He says, what do you think? I'm the dog's son. I mean, come on. V'galiat shmo migat. Son of Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean, Migat? What a weird way to say where he comes from, you know. And his name is Goliath from Gat. So why do you call him that? Shakub Dashinat Imoka Gat. We're talking about his mom. His mom basically was like an open gut. Everybody wants to come in, you know, everybody loves tramping on the grapes, you know, squish, squish, squish. Everybody squished, squish, squished his mom, too. And that's why it says, Mimarot Plishtim, is what's written, the Karina Ma'arachot. But Ma'arot could mean, as Remes, according to some, Me'ah or Lot, which becomes important later on in the story of David. Or, if, and that means those are the number of foreskins that got into her. And Tanirif, which relates, of course, to the Gat, Brichi, because that's why it says on the grape juice in Finland, does not have any foreskins. Right, that's it, it's from this Gemara. No foreskins.
No orla.
Oh, no orla, so they translate as no foreskins. Honest, this grape juice has no foreskins. We should have taken a picture. Yeah. Absolutely hilarious. Oh, it's on the internet?
No.
We're sitting there laughing our heads off at the Shabbos thing. Okay, but you see, there's a mocker in the Gemara.
Are you kidding me? Once we start talking about foreskins, you never know what
to. No, that's exactly it. Who knows what this is? That's the whole point. So, Tani Rav Yosef, it's a Lashon HaKol HaRobiima. Everybody got it into her, his mom. And that's why her name is not, because sometimes she's called Orpah, and sometimes she's called Orpah. So it's actually Machlokas B'Din Rav and Shmuel. Chadama once says her real name is Orpa. The reason she's called Orpa is because everybody was screwing her from the rear. I call Orfimo Tamiachra, like she's an animal. So they called her Orpa, all this wonderful covet for Goliath HaPlishti. For Chadama, on the contrary, her name was Orpa. And the reason that they called her Orpa is Shakot Dashino Takarifot. She was getting it so hard that they turned her into the equivalent of crushed wheat. You know, so they just spread her out. So she's hiding achimat. She spreads out harifot. So she wants to hide them, so she puts this crushed wheat, which is very difficult to move it out, and they won't realize that there's anything underneath. Another way of seeing the lashon of the tisha of wheat with the it's a beautiful mashal of Shlomo HaMelech. You can take an avil, you can take an idiot, you know, and you can tichtosh et avil b'machpesh. Put him through the mill, you know. Betoch harifot ba'ali, you know, take the pestle and go bang, crash, right? You think it's going to make any difference? Lo tasir me'al avivalto, you ain't going to beat it out of him, you know. So you can't take the shtuyot out of the avil, no matter what you do. So don't bother talking to these guys. Yet arba'at eila yoldu lahorpa begat. There were four children that were born to Horpa begat. All of them vayiplu biyad banavu biyad avadav. Who are these four? Did I skip something?
Biyad
I said biyad Davi. My Neil, Amr Chista, Saf, Madon, Galiot, and Yishbi benov. Vayiplu biyad David biyad avadav. Where does that come from? Because look, you take a look at the story of Orpa and Ruth. It says Vatishak Orpalach Amotav Rut Davkaba. So Orpah's final kiss, she kisses it all goodbye. Rut sticks it out. Omer Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what? Yavo Bnei Anishuka. It's just right that the one who kissed it away should be Nofel Biyad Bnei Advuka. So David is the one who therefore wins out against the four that Orpah had created to destroy David. Torash Rova, Biskar Arba Dmaot, Shorida Orpal Chamota, we find the Lashon of Bichiyaz mentioned two times, and each one of those Bichiyot has two eyes. And therefore, in order to be called Bichiyah, there's a minimum. She's got to have one tear from each eye. So that means there were four tears that she shed from the schus to those four. Yotsumi Mena Arba'a Giborim. So that's the second Bechia. And then when it comes to describing his weapon, so it says Chetz Chanito, and it's red Eitz Chanito. The truth is, Omar Rabbi Elazar, Chetz means the half of it, meaning we haven't told you the half. We're going to tell you Chetz Chanito, because we don't want to tell you how amazing this guy was. You know, so it's also to be misaper bishvachan shel rishayim. So the Torah wants to be memayit in how incredible he was, but what you've got is the half of it. So then why say anything? Liftach beklar. What are we saying these incredible things about him, and then saying this ain't the half of it? No, because I mean it's necessary l'dur shichei to David. We got to know who David was up against in order to understand what this war was like. The next thing in the Mishnah was Bnei Amon Bo Ben Itzchono Shel Shovach. Now Shovach, we find that he is written in different ways at different times. Sometimes it calls him Shovach, and sometimes that's in Shmuel, and sometimes it calls him Shofach Sar Tzva Hadarezer. That's a Divrei Hayomim. So there too we have a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Chadomer, actually, his name was Shofach. It was called Shovach, because he was not built like a human, he was built like a tank. Shovach, of course, is big, and it's got a very broad base, you know, and it's tall. You saw this guy coming at you, it was a Shovach coming at you. Chadomer, his real name was Shovach, and it was called Shofach. Shekol haroe oto nishpach lefanav. Anybody who saw him would immediately, nishpach could mean that he loses control of his bowels, or as Rashi says there, it means that he would just cut them open and all their blood would flow out in front of him. And then it says, ashpato kekever patuach. So the idea of the power of Nebuchadnezzar is the ashpaz, how do you say that in English? The thing that holds the quiver, yeah. Thank you. So his quiver is like a kever patuach kulam giborim. This is his vision of his army. So Rav Shmuel, some say it was Rabami, Rabasi argue about this. So Chalam, Rabbi Shashis, Rokin, Chetz, every one of these arrows is osin ashpatot ashpatot shochalim. They would kill full garbage pails of dead bodies. Shema Tomar, Nebuchadnezzar's army. Shema Tomar, Okay, good. You know, so they're snipers. You know, very good. So they hide behind a stone and they snipe. No. It's not because they're Umanim Bekrav only. Kulam Giborim. This, I don't know. The other one says it means, Ashpato, means literally. Bishash Osin Tzorcheyem, when they go to the bathroom. Osim Ashpatot, Ashpatot Shel Zevel. You know, that out of house ain't going to last very long. Shema Tomar Bebeshacholim Me'ayim. You think maybe that's because they have some stomach disease. Talmud Lomar Kulam Giborim. Omer of Mori, from this Gemara, you learn something very practical. And that is Shemaimin Ha'imand Enafish Zifle. It's obviously a sign of some stomach problem that you've got. It's a Cholim Me'ayim. L'mayin Afkamina. Get a doctor, baby. Da'aga Belev Ish Yashchena. Just put it out of mind. Don't put it out of mind by force. You can't do that. What you can do is, you speak it over with somebody else, and you find that in the speaking it over, you already somehow are less worried about it, which is really the main thing that doctors do for you. Fine. Review. Meshuach milchama b'sha'ah she'medaber alam b'lashon ha'kodesh haya medaber. She'ne'emar v'haya k'kor v'chem ala milchama v'nigar she'kohen zekohen. Meshuach v'diber alam b'lashon ha'kodesh. V'amar lem sh'ma Yisrael. Atem yotzimei ala v'chem, oy v'chem lo l'achichem. Lo yudah shimon, lo shimon ha'bin yomen men. Im tiplu b'yedam yirachmu alechem. V'moshen v'yakumu anashim asher nikbu b'shemot v'yachansi k'pashim ya. V'chol ma'arumeihem yubishu min ha'shalal. And then they added v'yabishum from their own. V'yanilum, v'yachilum, v'yashkum, v'yaskum. V'yinalum b'chamorim l'kol koshel. V'yivyum yiricho yirat marim. Oh my God, what a beautiful vision. Vayashuv v'shomron, ah, aloi v'chem atem olchim, im tiklu b'yadam eim rachmim aleichem. Al yirachlu v'avchem, al tirov al techepozu. Al yirachlu v'avchem, neitza alat asusim v'tzichtzu acharavot. Al tirov mipnei agafat trisim v'shifat akalgasim. Al techepozu mikol kronot, al tarotzu mipnei kol tzevachot, ki Hashem alokechem olechim olchem. Heim baim benitzchono shel basar v'adam, atem baim benitzchono shel makom. Plishtim bo minitzchono shel galyut, maya besofolosov nafal b'cherv naflu imo. B'nei amon bo minitzchono shel shovach, maya besofolosov nafal b'cherv naflu imo. V'atem yatem kein, v'yashem elokichem ha'olechim achem v'lachem lachem, ze machane aron. My comma, how he comma? Shinemar v'diber, l'alom moshe yidaber, v'lim yelena b'kol. Ma'l'alom b'lashon ha'kodesh, v'kam b'lashon ha'kodesh, t'on rabbanu v'nigash ha'kohen, v'diber alam yachol koko, en shirtze. Talmud lomar v'diber ha'shotrim, ma ha'shotrim v'mumune, af kohen v'mumune, v'im ha'kohen gado, v'dum yed ha'shoter, ma ha'shoter, yesh v'mumune ha'gabav, af kohen shesh v'mumune ha'gabav. But kohen gado nami, ika melech ha'gabav, b'avodato ha'koma. V'maskan, skan lab, m'munah hu de tanya, om Rabbi Chanina segana kohanim, l'ma segan m'munah, shim ira bupsu, b'kohen gado, nifmasem b'shamesh tachtam. V'amar aliyem, shma Yisrael, ma'ishna shma Yisrael, om Rabbi Yochanan, shum shum b'yochai, omar aliyem ha'gadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael, afilo lo kiyamta bal kriyat shma, ha'shacharit ve'arvit, yatem nimsorim b'yadam. Ayirach levavchem al tirotan rabbanu b'mayim u'medaber imam. Achat b'svar v'achat b'milchama. B'svar mar hu omer lam shimut v'ivrei ma'arachei ha'milchama. And the chizru, back home, whoever needs to go. B'milchama ma'u omer. Ayirach levavchem al tirotech poz v'atar tzurgen agadabar dvorim shobdei kochavim osim. Begifim, meiriim, tzvachim v'romsim. פלישתים בו בניצחונו של גוליות, אומר רבי יוחנן שעמד בגילוי פונים לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שהם עברו לכם איש וירד עליי, ואין איש אלא הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנאמר השם איש מלחמה, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, ראינו מפילו על ידי בן איש, שנאמר דוד בן איש אפרתי הזה. אומר רבי יוחנן משום רבי מאיר בשלושה מקומות לא כתוב פי ולא תורה שאחד, ברו לכם איש וירד עליי, אידך אם יוכל להילחם איתי והיכני, ואידך תקום אלי לדוד, הכלב אנוכי, כי אתה בא אליי במקלות. What do you mean? Why is that a simin ra? David Nami Amarle, Ata ba elai, becher, bechanit, bekidon. Yeah, but David Arana Levnakuba Lecha, Bishem Hashem Tzvakot Elokim Archot Yisrael Asher Chirafta, Vayigasha Plishtiash Kem Varevon Meyokede Levatla Mikriach Vasacharit Vearvit, Vayitiatse Varbaim Yom, Amrev Yochan Keneged Arbaim Yom Shinitna Behem Torah, Vayitse Isha Beinaim, Mivacharot Plishtimai Beinaim, Omarav Shem Mivune Mikomum, Shmolam Bebeno Nishbechavayim, Devei Reb Shila Amashuasui Kibinyan, Reb Yochan Amar Bar Mea Papi v'chadanani, v'galiot shmo migat, t'anem v'yash akol dashinat imo ki gat, k'tiv ma'arot v'karinu ma'arachot, t'anem v'yash akol heru b'imo, k'tiv horpa v'tiv horpa, rav shbukhanam horpa shma, lamelik rishma horpa shakol horfinota me'achareya, v'chalamer horpa shma, lamelik rishma horpa, shakol dashinota k'harifot, v'chinu omer, v'tikach ha'isha v'tifrotz ha'masach ha'pnei haber v'tishtach ala harifot, v'ibo item ha'miach ha'im tich Toshita avil b'machtesh betoch harifot ba'ali forget about it. V'yet arba'at ela yuldu l'orpa begat v'yiplu b'yad avidu b'yad avadav b'anyu on refchis t'saf madon galet v'yish b'benov v'yiplu b'yad avid b'yad avadav t'chti v'tishak orpa l'chamota v'rut tafka ba'om rabi yitzchak amara kadosh baruch hu yavo b'nei nishuka v'yiplu b'yad b'nei hadevuka dor ashrava b'schar arba d'maot shorida orpa l'chamota zachta v'yatzu mimena arba'a giborim shena v'tisena kolena v'tifken כתיב חץ חניתו וכן עץ חניתו אומר פרס ישנו דרדיין לא הגענו וחצי שבחו של אותו רשע מכאן שעשו לספר בשבחן של רשעים שדן לא לפתח בכלל בצ'ניתה ביודו שבחי דדווין בני המון באו בניצחונו של שובח כתיב שובח and sometimes זה שובח רב שבוחר אמר שובח שמה לא מגשבו שובח שעשוי כשובח רום בום בום אחד אמר שובח שמה לא מדי כשבו שובח שכל הרי אותו נשפח לפניו כקיטון בנבוכנצר זה השפטו כקבר פתוח כולם גיבורים רב שמה לא מדי רבה מברבה שיחר אמר בשעה של זורקין חיץ עושים השפטות השפטות של חללים שמה תאמר אומנים בקרב תעמד לא מעצ press the button big deal תעמד לא מעצ כולם גיבורים וכאן אומר בשעה שעושים צורכיהם עושים השפטות השפטות של זבל שמתאמר ושחולים מאיימים תעמד לא מכולם גיבורים אומר רב מורי שמע מן ההיים מנדן אופי זיו ולחולים מאיים ולמי נפקי מינה ליטרח בנפשי דאגה בלוי שישכנה רבה מרבה שיחן אומר יסיכנה מדעתו וכאן אומר יסיכנה לאחרים